News Radio 1290 WNBF, and it's Binghamton Now on your Friday morning. I'm Bob Joseph. We're joined now by Assemblywoman Barbara Lifton from Ithaca. We're talking about fracking and what the Cuomo administration might ultimately be doing with respect to the controversial issue. Assemblywoman Lifton, thanks for being with us again on Binghamton Now.
Good morning. And while I'm from Ithaca, I always like to remind people that I represent all of Tompkins County and most of Cortland County.
Well, thank you. So we've got some of your constituents are listening to the program this morning, no doubt.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure a lot of Cortland folks tune in.
So,
especially.
Exactly. So in December, we were all excited, even, dare I say, people were transfixed, people, whether they were supporters of fracking or opponents of fracking, by the big announcements by the acting health commissioner and the DEC chief with respect to fracking. Well, tell us what's happened in the last few months and what you hope ultimately emerges once the Cuomo administration puts out its final report on the issue of fracking.
Well, you know, what we've had is a process within DEC with, I was told at a hearing in February, I believe, was the hearing, the budget hearing with DEC, was DOH in there working, of course, with DEC, trying to, you know, put this last document together, put the findings together on the health review, and work on an ESGEIS, work on a final ESGEIS. And I presume that, you know, that's clearly what they've been doing. That's what they said they've been doing. That's been a process within the agency. So that's part of the problem. We don't really know much about the details of that. And the problem is now, and the reason I sent a letter to the governor, is that we have, you know, an ESGEIS that is now 5 years old, and we know that there were 200 comments with a lot of concerns about what was in the ESGEIS. It was an ESGEIS that had a good deal of, shall I say, pro-industry, pro-fracking kind of language about the economic benefits and frankly, a dearth of information about serious health concerns. So so I wrote saying that I feel that the process has been too insular, and I'd like to see more transparency. I'd like to see written notice. I'd like to know, and I think many in the public would like to know more about what that process is looking like and what they're planning to do, what really kind of scope we're going to see on an ESGEIS. So the concern is that soon they say that the ESGEIS has gone to the printers and they're going to release that. Then there's a 10-day comment period, but there is no requirement that DEC respond to those comments. So basically what we're getting is a final ESGEIS. And, you know, who knows what's really going to be in it.
So we're essentially going to be stuck with this, or potentially we could be stuck with this several thousand-page report after a 10-day comment period where the Cuomo administration could just say, okay, comment period's over, this is our way, and you can't do anything about it?
Exactly. You know, we don't know whether, you know, the language actually didn't, no one said ban that day at the cabinet meeting, you know. The governor didn't say ban. Dr. Zucker didn't say ban. Commissioner Martens did not say ban. Kind of got translated into ban, but it said, basically they said not at this time. This should not go forward at this time. And so, you know, exactly. We don't know what could be in that. As I say, there was a lot of positive stuff in the ESGEIS. And if they, for instance, there's an issue called a reopener. If indeed they decide to reopen this at some point, let's say 2 or 3 or 4 years down the line, they want to reopen this proceeding, what would that look like? Would that be, would they be looking at health studies? Would there be a public process? And this is all quite mysterious at this point. We're going to get a document out that could well be, probably will be, a final document, and we'll be left with that. Without really, you know, an opportunity to have response on any outstanding concerns about any of those issues.
Well, with that, I can understand if that's the way it turns out. I could see people who are both against fracking and people who favor fracking. I could see the majority of people not being satisfied with the Cuomo administration's treatment of this issue.
Yeah, I think I've complained, others have complained about the process from the very beginning, that the ESCEIS was woefully incomplete, did not have health component in it, and so on. So we were commenting on really totally inadequate documents, and now we're finally going to get something probably more like we should have gotten in the beginning, you know, with looking at some of the health studies, health concerns. The truth is, though, you know, there's been a lot of work done on health studies over the past 5 years nationally where fracking has happened. And so we have a lot of new information. We're going to get a document that's, you know, probably quite unfamiliar. And it's kind of a bad way to stop a process, to end a process with finally getting, you know, hopefully a much more comprehensive look at fracking and its impacts. So, you know, I know what's going on for quite a while. Believe me, I'd like to turn to other issues. You know, I wouldn't mind putting this issue down after 6 years and having more time to focus on, for instance, public education. That's a very, very important issue to me and my constituents, and certainly something I am focused on. But, you know, I'd like to put this issue to bed, but I still really do have concerns about public involvement, transparency, and are the concerns, are the many serious concerns, and one of the letters that I sent, authored and had 75 co-signers on, said that, you know, there are many outstanding critical issues in this ESCEIS, you know, for instance, bringing in out-of-state fracking waste into New York as one example. What happens to fracking waste? Are we going to ban it from our landfills and our roads and so on? And we have no idea whether those issues, I listed 17 issues, are going to be addressed in this document. And again, it's the last document we saw, you know, it's now a 5-year-old document, and we have no idea whether it's going to be, how comprehensive and adequate it's going to be when it comes out. And it's supposed to be the final document.
Well, as was reported on Wednesday from the DEC Commissioner Joe Martens, he wouldn't address any specifics. All he essentially told the reporters was stay tuned for the finding statement. I'm thinking he's taking a page out of Preet Bharara's playbook, telling us all to stay tuned. I don't know that bodes well.
I'm not so crazy about all the stay tuned language from our top officials. I'd like more just, you know, tell us.
We can handle the truth.
Yeah, we're citizens in a democracy. Please give us information.
Yeah, keep us posted in real time.
We need to have. And look, you know, Commissioner Martens is a good guy. He's been working hard on this. But, you know, I think that, you know, the issues of transparency on this issue, if we're going to have full public trust and confidence in this final document and a fair way to treat any possible reopener that could be considered down the road, you know, calls for greater transparency now and much more public discussion about this issue that's been an enormous point of public discussion.
To be continued.
We have to take it, you know, all the way to the end of this process in order to have real trust in what happens in the next few months.
Well, one thing is clear, we definitely should find out some new information probably within the next several days from Albany on what is contained in this final document, and we'll have to spend some real time, because if it's several thousand pages,
we're going to be busy again digging into government documents, and that's fine. Lots of people are interested in doing that, but 10 days is not going to be enough for that voluminous document, as Commissioner Martens called it.
So is 30 days better, or 90 days? Should it be a 90-day comment period?
If they don't say more time, I'll be pushing for more for an extender. You know, I think given the size, I think 60-day minimum would be good. And of course that the DEC really do take those comments into consideration before we get a final document, final findings on this matter.
Assemblywoman Barbara Lifton with us live on Binghamton Now. Thanks for your time. We'll keep in touch.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you.
And have a great day.
You too.